This programming is sponsored by Linscombe Wealth, a wealth management firm partnering with individuals and families dedicated to helping them build, preserve, and manage wealth by creating a customized plan to work toward achieving their goals. More at linscombewealth.com.
Welcome to Encore Houston on Houston Public Media. I'm Joshua Zinn, and this week we'll highlight an eclectic concert from the River Oaks Chamber Orchestra, featuring fanfares and funeral music, and the world premiere of a concerto for orchestra and erhu. What better way to start a concert than with a fanfare? This short piece was a commission for composer Alejandro Basulto, and its fanfare-ness comes from the combined elements of your typical triumphant piece for brass and a more popular style of music from Mexican culture. Here is the Fanfarria de Feria.
Thank you.
a short fanfare by Alejandro Basulto, performed by the River Oaks Chamber Orchestra in concert in 2020. Almost on the utter opposite musical spectrum from a fanfare is music for a funeral. Mozart wrote this Masonic funeral music for Viennese nobility in the 18th century. This piece is one of the few times that Mozart actually used music from another source, in this case, plain chant from the medieval era. You can actually hear in the opening the sparse texture that's very evocative of this older style of music before the ensemble begins to fill out the space a little bit.
Thank you.
Masonic Funeral Music by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, performed by the River Oaks Chamber Orchestra with conductor Christopher Roundtree. This is Encore Houston on Houston Public Media Classical. Space exploration is naturally a strong interest for a lot of people in Houston, given that we're home to the Johnson Space Center. It was also the inspiration for this next work by Kevin Lau, which is a concerto for orchestra and erhu, a Chinese string instrument often referred to as the Chinese violin. The title, Between the Earth and Forever, actually comes from the caption to a picture of astronaut Chris Hadfield on a spacewalk, where you can see the Earth behind him, and behind that, the black void of space. Here is the world premiere performance of that piece with soloist Andy Lin and Rocco.
Thank you.
Kevin Lau's Between the Earth and Forever, inspired by a visit to Houston's Johnson Space Center. You heard soloist Andy Lin on the Erhu with the River Oaks Chamber Orchestra in concert at the Church of St. John the Divine. Andy Lin performing a vibrant encore on the Erhu, a Chinese stringed instrument. I'm Joshua Zinn, and you're listening to Encore Houston. So, continuing the thread of space exploration that inspired Kevin Lau's piece, our next work is about the creation of the universe. This is the interpretation of French composer Jean-Ferry Rebel from the mid-18th century. For the most part, it's a very traditional sort of orchestral piece in the late Baroque, early classical idiom, but the opening is particularly striking with very biting dissonance. Here is Rocco in concert with Les Éléments. Thank you.
Thank you.
Les Éléments, or The Elements, by Jean-Thierry Rebel. You heard the River Oaks Chamber Orchestra with conductor Christopher Rowntree. Next is a short piece by Catherine Saalfelder, almost an interlude for piano and orchestra called Ephemera. Catherine Saalfelder's Ephemera, performed by the River Oaks Chamber Orchestra. This is Encore Houston. If you've ever done any bird watching, you might notice how competitive birds can be, especially when they're trying to get food. That's what inspired this piece by Jess Langston Turner, which he titled Fanfare and Riffs for Tiny Despots. It was this competition between birds trying to get their fill at a bird feeder that gave the work its bombastic energy. The River Oaks Chamber Orchestra performing Fanfare and Riffs for Tiny Despots by Jess Langston Turner. Though I'll typically try not to date these episodes too much in case I want to use them for a future broadcast, it can't really be helped here. 2020 has been a difficult year for a lot of reasons, and as we saw through the summer, racial issues in America were a big part of that. So it seems fitting to feature William Grant Still's Darker America in light of the conversations being had about systemic racism in the United States. Written in 1924, this piece combines aspects of traditional classical music with that of jazz and spirituals, and it could be interpreted as the composer's desire for a more accepting and equitable future for Black Americans, which unfortunately is still being sought today. Here is the River Oaks Chamber Orchestra under conductor Christopher Rowntree. Darker America by William Grant Still. Christopher Rowntree led the River Oaks Chamber Orchestra in that performance at the Church of St. John the Divine in February of 2020. Rocco is pressing forward with a 2020 season despite some limitations due to the coronavirus pandemic. You can catch their next concert online for free on Saturday, October 17th at 5 p.m. This is a chamber music concert featuring music from composers new and old, including a world premiere commission from Karim Alzand. You can find links to the live stream and information about their two November concerts at roco.org. The recording engineer for Rocco is Andy Bradley, and Mark DiClaudio does the mix for the show. I'm Joshua Zinn, and this has been Encore Houston. Thanks for listening to Houston Public Media.